You don't need to fix the whole world. We do not live long enough to treat all the symptoms in a way that is meaningful for all the future generations. We only have time to focus on the big problems that cause the cascade of the smaller ones. I think the biggest problem is world poverty and lack of real education. These two reinforce one another, feed on each other. They are, in fact, a single, indivisible atom. Think of it as a bad tree with branching problems that create even more branches. You can spend a lifetime treating the symptoms, the branches, and still make but a tiny bit of fleeting difference. But if you fix the trunk or the roots of the problem, then the solved problems will stop causing all the new problems. As you can imagine, poverty is repaired with computer-managed, smart, universal income cards. A lot of programming will go into that, but it is a very simple system. Distributed globally, the cards last a lifetime and reset each midnight to remind all the users that they are being taken care of. The first few tries, the universal income cards will be cancelled. The projects will be delayed for decades. Vile politicians that feed on misery, that for example profit from mass incarceration by various means, often just seek misery just to feed their shallow ego, just to be able to say,
I get to fly to DC after the game.
Because frankly, their education is little more than the culture of other shallow morons and some feel-good TV movies that show them what it means to be a man. They will make it so that during trials, the cards are given to the folks that will use them against the communities that they reside in, against their best self-interest. The universal income cards will be shown to be a bad idea and cancelled, as false leaders proclaim that people have to struggle to rise out of poverty. This won't just be a tactic to feed their misery, but to thin the political crowd, to outcompete the honest politicians, and increase chances for more fraudulent re-elections. This is an old, very low effort and a safe political trick. It is actively being used right in this moment against immigration. Troubled individuals who are unable to transition into a modern culture are being brought into one and then used as proof that a united world is a bad idea. But that is just cunning politics. It only benefits the inauthentic parties on both sides of the argument. It helps them with re-elections. Now, not everything is lost when politics becomes ineffective. In fact, politics has been known to be a good magnet for liars. It has been neutered to a point to where even the bad guys can't do anything wrong. It is a terrible oversimplification to say that politics wastes the liar's life, but it works sometimes. As they fly to their respective capitals, all high and mighty, and have their, oh, terribly bad golf games because of all the hard work they and their team have to do to keep the world together. It is a good idea to leave them to their fantasies, because you need a real education first. You can only find that in free books at your local library. Don't just read books. books are meant to be heard. Make sure to have a beautiful library of well-narrated books. You are being asked to change the world. And you're right to think that it is a very big thing to be asking for. But you are all the future there is. Your generation will be in charge of the world. It is you who needs to make the repairs. And it isn't me asking. It's the future. It's how the world works. The people who don't accept the challenge will not have much of a say. And those who do, like you, will eventually make meaningful contributions towards changing the world for good. In both cases, universal income and world unity, the false leaders will purposefully cause failure. You will fail, because when you go up against liars, you cannot win. They will attack the nuclear structure of everything that you've created, while you are going to be focused on making the machinery go forward. You cannot win against a liar. You first have to prevent their existence. Those with real and effective education, who can make meaningful and lasting repairs to the roots, not symptoms, are the force that the world needs, that the future requires. Deploying universal income cards will require creativity. Not really wisdom, not leadership, those things are very important, but this requires brilliance and hacker-like creativity, cleverness. The worst case, brilliant deployment scenario is giving the cards to people born after a certain date set somewhat in the future. Here, the individuals that will benefit from the cards are not yet born, and this gives people time to get used to the idea. In a word, this grants humanity the necessary time to think, to prepare, to look into its soul and heart, for mothers to plan for a better future, for families to feel relief. But this is a simple and desperate deployment scenario that should be left for last. The universal income card is needed today, right now. It has to help everyone. It has to allow people to leave bad countries, bad families, bad politics, bad memories, and bad times behind. As you can imagine, these are very meaningful and powerful cards and symbols of the future. They can encourage nations to disarm, to open borders, to create real educational systems that truly enrich the students with powerful wisdom, and to stop poisoning the minds of their people with stories meant for control, for convenience, and for ego. The universal income cards help the world accept change by leaving bad ideas behind and making the good ones even better. But please, make no mistake. Poverty is evil. It is truly our greatest mistake. If we don't erase it first, it will absolutely erase humanity. It is a world-ending and psychological disease. But my grandma used to say that there isn't a problem that can't have a good ending. This means that the negativity that global poverty has created is a kind of awful energy that is fundamentally neither good nor bad, so as long as it is used to put an end to poverty. This terrible vacuum that poverty has created can be meaningfully used to boost the card deployment strategy. It can be used to encourage the existence of real schools that create the necessary atmosphere for the deployment of the cards. It can be used to stop wars, to erase borders. Perhaps the energy from ending poverty can even unite the whole world permanently. Today, these ideas seem unrealistic, and they are laughed at, especially by politicians, and they're easily swayed and uneducated followers. But even they will wake up eventually. Even when we don't pursue wisdom, wisdom has a tendency to bloom within us. Those who are most outspoken and negative today will often discover great compassion and empathy tomorrow. They will eventually understand that they were used for somebody's political golf games. But you are not limited by any of our problems. You can change the world, and nearly instantly. And it all starts with self-education, the only real kind of education there is. If you just accept that you have to grow all the way up until you and your peers stand as a generation of great and forward-thinking beings, if you just take to self-education and read and listen and re-listen to thousands of wise books, and if others follow, then you will become an unwavering force of change for good. Lastly, your generations should never forgive for having been tricked into thinking that schools were effective. That the effectiveness of education that we granted you ever mattered to us. It is unforgivable that we tricked you into thinking that grades had a meaning beyond simple means of control. We tricked you into thinking that they were a judgment of your intelligence, that grades marked your value in our world. That's just unforgivable. The real genius was always in all of us, young or old, and it only ever required real and effective education to be unlocked and released. It was us who has failed to hold a candle to your generations. The world was never ours. The world only ever belongs to the future. This is not meant to be a section about apologies. There is no time for any of that. This is not about blame, accepting it or rejecting it. This is about the future. This is to teach you to never look back and always rise. Don't just go forward, rise. For what it is worth, I hope that in your haste to make the much needed repairs, you will never look back, never forgive. I hope that your generation will rage wisely, loudly, and so swiftly, so that we all get to see what we could have had. Had our generations rose to the real challenges that stood before us.